Hello, this is Leah, and I have Angela with me today. We're both part of the women's ministry team here at Grace Church, and we are just going to give you a little bit of our takeaways from Sunday's message. It was titled, Strong Families Require Fulfilled Women. I'm going to go ahead and start, and first, I would say that the passage or the verse that stood out to me the most is Genesis 2, verse 12, and that's where God actually says, It is not good for man to be alone. And as I've chewed on that throughout the week or the last couple of days, I've thought that God desires for us to be in relationship and for companionship, whether that's with a man or not, and with other believers, sisters in Christ, or people in general. I think that that was evidenced way back starting in Genesis, and he called the animals two by two. And I think he showed that we were meant for relationship. He himself, in his character, is a triune God, and I think he displays that for us. And he also has companionship with us, which is a beautiful thing. Thank the Lord for that. And in Ecclesiastes, he talks about if two or more are gathered in his name, and again, showing that we and he desires for us to have relationship. And also, where a strand of three is not easily broken, incorporating Christ in that relationship as well. And then, also, another place that I'm thinking of is in Matthew, where he talks about where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. And so, I think the gift that God has given us in companionship, with one another is a beautiful thing. And it also gives us great purpose, it gives us a responsibility on earth. And we have that responsibility to relationship. So, my big overarching takeaway would be that God has called us to relationship and to the one another's and to companionship. And so, that's my takeaway. I was encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by God's example in being a friend to us. He no longer calls us sinners, but he calls us friends. And he has set the example in that companionship. So, that's mine, Angela. You're on.
I think it was a wonderful sermon. I'm excited about this whole series, Family Strong, where we started with our faithful men, and then last week, fulfilled women. And at the end of the sermon, he gave us some bullet points to focus on, and he said, "Women be women, and women be focused. Women be honest and women be blessed." And for me, when I was thinking about and reflecting on different aspects of the sermon, one thing that stood out in my own thinking of at the beginning of the sermon, sorry, he said a phrase of destroy the home and you will destroy the civilization or the world. And it's no question that our homes and our marriages are under attack. We see it just amongst the people we know, but we've also felt it in our own lives that it's just relationships are hard. They can be messy because even as believers, we still sin and we still fall short. And so early on in my marriage, and being a new mom, I was really focused on trying to fulfill the roles that God had given me. And little by little, I was becoming really overwhelmed with the tasks of the day, the tasks of just the mundane tasks of the day. And I was telling myself, I'm a Christian, God's my priority. But it slowly became apparent, in trying to be self-sufficient in these roles of loving my husband well and parenting my kids, I was realizing I was falling short and I was in desperate need for something greater. And through a friend's testimony, going through a similar thing, she shared with me, there is more, Angela, and it's simple. It's something we know is that we need to make Jesus, the fellowship with him, a priority in our day. And I was falling short on that. And so when Pastor Phil was reminding us, women be focused, women be honest, I had to take an honest look at myself of where I was at that moment and realize, okay, he's not my priority. I needed to go to him and confess that before him and ask him to help me. And it wasn't easy. I had to realize that I was more comfortable in the presence of this world than his. Mm-hmm. And I had to confess that before him. And I just had a simple prayer of asking him, Lord, help me to make you my priority each mm-hmm. day. And it changed my life. It's changed the course of my life yeah. to this day. And it's just something that I wanted to share today as I reflected on the sermon.
Yeah, that's good. That goes right along with his be focused and be honest. And I think you will be blessed, then, as the last point was. But it kind of gives me a thought, and I know that there's women out there probably asking the question, that's all great, and that's my desire, and maybe you have been making efforts towards that end. And sometimes, maybe when the roof is cattywampus, or the companion that you are in arms with is maybe not fulfilling their end, I guess I just want to be honest enough and say, how do we address that, and what is our response, and where do we go to when that structure that God has intended it is off? And my encouraging thoughts as I was just thinking through that in my own heart and for women out there is that Christ has set that example for us. In his companionship with us, we were not pulling our end of the bargain. And he gave us the example of forgiveness and also continued steadfast love. And I think for women who are struggling in that type of a relationship, we need to recognize and look to Jesus. Like you said, go to him, rest and stand strong in his steadfast, unfailing love. And Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32, and he has set this example for us. He doesn't ask us to do things that he has not already done and cannot empower us to do, but says, be kind and compassionate, forgiving one another as Christ himself has forgiven you. And I think that we need to remember that God is working a process in all of us, and he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So thankful for that, and to be encouraged to continue in those efforts as God gives you strength to be the companion and helper that you should be in relationships. I think that we need to be honest and recognize that if there is a problem, Pastor Phil also talked about this, about communicating. I think that's a big one. You cannot expect the other person to understand what you're thinking or feeling if you are not communicating that. And so maybe just first communicate the problem or the out of balance, and then look to God and his example in companionship. So do you have anything to add on that, Angela?
I just think that as we grow in our relationship with him, he starts to show us that his plans for us are truly good, yeah. and that we don't have to rebel against them mm-hmm. like our society is, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get us yes. to do, that we can rest in his love, mm-hmm. his goodness, and we really truly can trust what he tells us in the Bible is our role, our identity, because he's our creator. Mm-hmm. And so that's just another takeaway.
No, I appreciate that. And we will be fulfilled in that. So that's both of our takeaways, our things gained, things that we're chewing on from last week's message. And I pray and hope that you will also think through some of these things. And also, if you are looking for an opportunity to get plugged in, we have plenty of opportunities for you to meet other women and companionship here at Grace Church. If you can just check out our website. Thanks for joining us.